Today we're looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And in verse 1, we learn about some expectations that we should have as people who go to church. So here is what must happen when we come together as a church. Here is not only the expectation, but it's the command. And that is this: to minister to one another in love through our spiritual gifts, especially through prophecy. So we've been thinking about these verbs and these words that Paul has been using, and that there is an intensity or an urgency to them. And we see it here in this last part where he says, especially, or even more specifically, prophecy. Now, what I want you to notice is that Paul singles out one specific gift, and that being prophecy. And what I think is important here is that Paul is speaking to the church. So instead of us hearing or thinking that each individual should desire to prophesy, I think we should be thinking along these lines. Church, you should desire that the gifts are manifested among you in love, especially the gift of prophecy. In other words, the gift of prophecy should stand out among you as a church. The question then becomes, why does Paul single out the use of prophecy in the corporate gathering as the preferred gift to be displayed? Well, he answers that question in the next two verses. Speaking in tongues does not build up the gathered church, whereas speaking a clear word from God does build up the church. So do these expectations and commands describe your expectations for when you gather together with your church? Do you hunt down love? Are you greatly anticipating the use and reception of spiritual gifts, especially the gift of prophecy? I pray that those expectations are reflected this coming Sunday in your attitude as you go to church. Today, when you pray, please pray for Doug Lee and his family, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Yao LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Malawi.